WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Communities of color have been disproportionately affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, they're at risk of being left behind in the vaccine rollout. Baton Rouge, Louisiana is one city where many black residents have long lacked the medical resources they need. Shalina Chutlani has the story.
To stay busy while quarantining, Georgia Washington cooks her favorite foods.
Green beans, big fish.
The 79-year-old says she got coronavirus in March.
I was very weak and I was tired and they had me tested, so they said I had the virus.
Washington lives in a predominantly black neighborhood in the northern part of the city of Baton Rouge, where there aren't many resources. When she got coronavirus, Washington had to travel 20 minutes south to get medical attention. Now, she can't find a local provider for a vaccine.
I've been trying. I went to Walgreens twice. I went to Albertsons a few days ago. They didn't have it.
Now, Washington is on a waiting list. As vaccine supply runs low across the country, snagging a shot in the arm is already hard for most people. NPR mapped vaccination sites around the country and found that in cities like Baton Rouge, access is even more uneven. Of the 20 official vaccination sites listed on the state website in early February, 15 are located in the southern part of Baton Rouge. This is a predominantly white and affluent area. It's also where most medical facilities are.
When you go to North Baton Rouge, there are very few choices. And then how many of those are participating in the vaccine program?
That's Tasha Clark Amar, CEO of the East Baton Rouge Council on Aging. She runs around 24 senior centers around the city. So the council is using its senior network to build trust. On the council's talk radio show last month, Amar invited the secretary of Louisiana's health department, Courtney Phillips, to talk to the seniors.
What we can't do is let the fear of the past prevent us from getting the information we need.
Now that's a word.
And the council also stepped up to fill this pharmacy gap by providing vaccinations. Amar says the council organized a pop-up clinic in mid-January using around 1,000 doses from Albertsons. But Amar had to cancel one of these clinics last minute when she didn't receive all the doses she had been promised.
I was livid. 35 of the people that we have registered are between the ages of 80 and 99. Now you tell me, how am I supposed to pick?
Amar has been able to schedule other pop-up events. And the current mayor has put more focus on helping the northern part of the parish. But Amar says a patchwork of resources is part of life in black communities. Ever since an interstate was built through the northern part of Baton Rouge in the 60s, the population has struggled with housing and food insecurity, poverty, and crime. These inequities have always fueled disparities in healthcare. The vaccine rollout is just the latest example. And it's not just in Baton Rouge. The NPR analysis also found similar trends in Jackson, Mississippi, and Mobile, Alabama, cities with large black populations. Thomas Leviste, a dean and healthcare equity researcher at Tulane University in New Orleans, says officials will need to keep an eye on medical deserts nationally.
But I do think that the South is perhaps more of a problem than some other parts of the country. Part of that is a long history of racism, Jim Crow.
Leviste is also co-chair of the Louisiana COVID-19 Health Equity Task Force.
We have a healthcare system that wasn't organized from the beginning to ensure that there was an equal distribution of healthcare throughout the country. And what we're seeing now is just the vestiges of that.
He says the state is considering solutions like sending in teams to do mass vaccinations in communities with few medical facilities. Leviste says this type of on-the-ground community work has to happen now before the rollout goes into the next stages, or else existing healthcare gaps will only get wider. In Baton Rouge, I'm Shalina Chutlani.
This story was produced as part of a regular collaboration with public media stations in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi.